Hello, this is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I am actually making this on Thursday, June 14. We get it to you as quickly as we can. Some of you are watching our stream, some of you are watching our radio, or listening to our radio broadcast, and you can listen right here on the webpage to that as well. Now, this is a headline that is grabbing. I got it this morning from Arut Sheva. Hamas will transform Gaza into an Islamic state. The Hamas terrorist organization officially declared victory in Gaza Thursday afternoon after completing its capture of the Palestinian Authority Preventative Security Service building formerly controlled by Fatah after a week-long civil war. Hamas announced its intention to establish an Islamic state in Gaza and added it will turn the building into a religious center, including a Muslim seminary. The building currently contains the offices of the PA government. Before we talk about that a little bit more, I want to read you a scripture. The scripture, because this is in the light of Bible prophecy, Joel chapter 3. For behold, in those days, and at that time, God gives us a time for it, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, in other words, when he turns their captivity, Jerusalem's no longer in the hands of the Gentiles, I will also gather all nations. Remember, there are three groups of peoples, the Jews, the nations, and the church. I will gather all nations as nations, this means, and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the last part of that word is Shaphat, which means judge. And J-E-H-O, of course, is where we get Jehovah. In other words, I will bring them to a valley where Jehovah will judge. And I will plead with them there for my people and my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. My land they divided. So here God says that in the last days, he's going to gather the nations together for judgment. And the judgment's going to be what? How did they treat Israel? And when God brought Israel home, did they divide the land? Now I'm having posted up on our webpage, also you could get it by ordering by mail, not an exhaustive list, but a list of scriptures which say that nations will be judged for how they treat Israel. Nations as nations will either be goat nations or sheep nations for how they treat Israel. We want the United States to be a sheep nation and go into the millennium as such. Now, Hamas and PLO, they've been fighting a civil war for 1 week in the Gaza, what we call the Gaza Strip, 4 miles wide, 20 miles long. Hamas has won. They have defeated the PLO. These are both terrorist groups. Who are they? PLO stands for Palestine Liberation Organization. It was organized by Yasser Arafat, and it calls for the destruction of Israel. Who is Hamas? Hamas is a terrorist group that is very religious, and it is backed and it is funded by Iran, Tehran, Iran, capital of Syria, of Iran and Syria. So we have these two factions fighting each other in Gaza. How could they have been given the place to fight over? Ariel Sharon in August 2005 gave over this land, pushed out the Jews who had been living there for 30 years, in a disengagement program, and gave the Gaza Strip over to the Palestinians. Now, these two groups have argued over who has the Palestinian heart, who has the Palestinian right to rule. They made a government together, the Hamas and the PLO, but it didn't last long. And now they are fighting each other. The United States backed what they considered the pragmatic group. They're not pragmatic, but that was the Palestinian Authority under Abbas. Abbas took over when Arafat died. Abbas is a Holocaust denier. He has never been strong, but the United States pretended he was strong. Now, as a result of this war, it has become a completely Palestinian state. Hamas, I'm reading you from, and by the way, I want to tell you, you're not going to get it. I tried to get news about this. Do you know what our news is talking about? Paris Hilton, a cow in a swimming pool, car chases, if they even run a bottom line across the bottom about this. So I'm going to give you some news sources. Here are some things you can go to on your internet. Arutz Sheva, ArutzSheva. There they also have a daily broadcast that you can stream and watch in English. Debka File, DebkaFile. The Jerusalem Post online will give you good information. And here in America, the best I can recommend is 700 Club News, which comes on every day at the beginning of Pat Robertson's 700 Club. And the anchor man in Israel is a wonderful news reporter, Chris Mitchell. He's a good friend of ours. We keep up with him and what's going on there. He knows what's going on there. So there are places for you to learn and see about this civil war, this horrible situation that has come. I'm reading you now from the Debka File. I just read you from Arutz Sheva. Hamas seizes control of the strategic Philadelphia enclave on the Egyptian border and all Gaza's border crossings with Egypt and Israel Hamas has in their hands. Senior Israeli officers described the Hamas victory to Debka File as a greater misfortune for Israel than its Lebanon war setbacks. There, Hezbollah was forced by Israeli military action to accept a UN ceasefire and international peacekeepers. Hamas has no such incentive. In the case of Gaza, the winner takes all and can dictate terms. A radical Islamic enclave with a dominant Iranian-Syrian military presence has sprung up, unopposed, as a hostile reality on Israel's southwestern border. It has made the Israeli Middle East quartet's boycott an irrelevance. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert held a belated conversation with the UN Secretary General on the deployment of an international force on the Philadelphia route. Hamas leaders flush with victory will hardly accept such hindrance to the free flow of smuggled arms, missiles, and explosives into the Gaza Strip. The Israeli government, which decided to stay out of the Hamas Fatah is the name of the terrorist group of the PLO, must now decide whether to break off ties with Hamas-controlled Gaza and seal the crossings or interact with the new masters. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert led the cabinet in a decision Tuesday night to avoid, quote, fighting on the side of the pragmatist against the extremist. There's no such thing as a pragmatist in this instance. That's where Israel and the United States has been so fooled. And what we have now right on the border of Israel is a Palestinian Islamic state, a terrorist state. Now, we knew this was going to happen. I'm going to read to you a news item from August 05. This is August 2005. This is written by David Bedin. He is bureau chief of the Israel Resource News Agency in Jerusalem. When I went into the Gaza Strip the first time with all news people from all the major networks, major news sources, David Bedin organized a tour. Now, this is an article that he wrote, U.S. Pressures Determine Israeli Policy by David Bedin. We're in this mess because Sharon pushed out all the Jews and then left it up to the PLO to fight out among themselves and create now, they want to create a Palestinian state. Now, I'm reading you from David Bedin's article 2005, about 5 days before the pushout. Quote, "The United States Department of State has made it clear to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon it wants the Jews out of the Katif district of Gaza by August 15 with no excuses. Israel's obliteration of the 21 Jewish communities there, including 325 thriving Jewish farms, 86 synagogues, and Jewish study centers." Sharon's reply is, quote, "This is what the U.S. State Department is demanding that I do, and I must do it. It does not matter that half of the 9,000 Jews who live in Gush Katif have nowhere to go. It does not seem to matter that the experts in Israel's security establishment are warning that the result of Israel's hasty retreat will be the creation of a new Islamic terror base. Sharon is now making it clear that he is under pressure from the U.S. government, and that is that. Sharon's disengagement plan is part of an overall Israeli-American agreement." Daniel Ayalon, who was then ambassador to the U.S., says, "Prime Minister is left, Sharon is left with no choice. He's doing what the U.S. expects him to do. Israel does not expect the Palestinian Authority to dismantle terrorist infrastructure until after the planned expulsion." In other words, Israel will go in. They will get out all the Jews. Then the PA, supposedly the moderates, will get rid of the terrorists. That was the agreement. It did not happen. The Israeli ambassador said disengagement is something which is much more important and is an agreement with the United States. Disengagement is something that creates a common agenda between us and the United States. We have to do something about this, folks, because our nation is in danger. We were the ones who had a lot to do with pushing Israel to giving up Gaza. This is against the word of God. I want to invite all of you to come to our prayer conference October 24th through 29th. We absolutely have to pray about our nation. I also want you to come to CUFI in Washington, D.C. Punch the little button there that tells you how to register and make your voice count in Washington in July. And then be sure to come and pray with us October 24th through 29th in Branson. We're going to be in a prayer mode between now and the elections. Our nation needs God. For one thing, we need him to forgive us of the things that we have done. We are offering you, and we're going to be talking all week long about Jerusalem. We are offering you Hamakom, H-A-M-A-K-O-M, $10 in CD or cassette. That's my teaching on Jerusalem and why it is so important. You can order that at 1-800-972-3447, 1-800-972-3447, or Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's Billy Brim Ministries, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. I do want you to consider, and go somewhere on this webpage and find out about it, our School of Eschatology. We're going to be meeting in August. Things are hot in Israel. We're going to be looking at what the prophets say. We will study the last days and the last days. Go online and register to come with us August 14 through 17. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.